You know, each week at this time, or around this time, or somewhere near this time, and some weeks not at all, Sarah. It's nothing personal.
I know.
But it is our town of the week. And here is Sarah Nix.
Our town of the week this week is Kermit, Texas, which is the seat of Winkler County in the very western part of the state, about 10 miles south of the New Mexico border. Archaeological evidence suggests that the first human settlements began in the area more than 1,000 years ago. Oh. People seem to move into the area because, although much of this part of the country is dry, of course, water is readily available in what is now Winkler County. European explorers moved into the area.
What was it before it was Winkler County? Oh, I mean in the previous.
It was just desert. European explorers moved into the area around 1850 as they searched for a wagon route to California.
Was Kermit one of them?
I'm going to get to Kermit. Just
okay,
hold
sorry.
On 1 second. Thanks to the water supply, some European settlers took up the land for ranching, and Kermit started out as a supply center. It became the seat of the county in 1910 and was named after an early visit by Kermit Roosevelt in the 19-teens.
Was he one of the Roosevelts then?
He was the son, in fact, of the former president, yes.
One of them anyway, huh?
Yep.
Of Teddy.
Yes. The first post office and public school went up in the same year, and the town grew slowly, with many families moving.
Well, it must have been a nice visit if they named the town after him as a result.
My sense is that this was a really small little place in the middle of the desert, and they were looking to cling on to any fame they could.
Even if it was named Kermit?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think there was no frog at that point, so it was just like...
Yeah. Today, this would never happen today.
No.
Because of that, for the reason you cited.
Because of the frog.
Yeah. But do we know anything about Kermit Roosevelt himself? Was he a war hero? I know one of the Roosevelt sons was a war hero.
I don't know. Do you guys know?
I don't think it was Kermit.
No,
though.
Nobody knows. Okay. So the first post office and public school went up the same year, 1910, that it became the seat of the county. And the town grew slowly. Many families moved away, though, during a drought in the 19-teens. By 1924, there was only one family left in town. All of that changed, of course, when oil was discovered nearby. By 1929, 1,500 people were living in Kermit. The population waxed and waned with the oil business and the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. But by 1960, there were nearly 11,000 people living in town. These days, the population is about half that. If you're visiting, you might want to take a short drive northeast to Sand Hills State Park. There are 70-foot-high sand dunes there, and you can sandboard, sand toboggan, and sand surf. Which all sounds a little chafy to me. I'm betting you can also get a suntan, if that's your game. And if you're looking to catch some local sports, check out a match between the Kermit High Yellow Jackets and the neighboring Monahan Lobos. And that is our Town of the Week, Kermit, Texas.
Lobos. I'm trying to, you know... the fluctuations in population. I've been trying to keep track of the fluctuations here. It went from one family, then it went up
1,500.
And then it went up all the way up to 11,000, then it went cut in half after that. So now it's with 5,500?
Yeah, you got it.
Or around
thereabouts,
there.
Yep.
Around 5,000.
It's pretty fun. You know, you call these small towns, and it's like the judge. You're supposed to call the judge. You're supposed to call the newspaper man. Then they say, call the... Yeah, it's...
Did you?
Yeah.
And you talked to them?
I did. The judge was in court, so I couldn't talk to her. But I got some background on the town.
Yeah. Who is your best source in Kermit?
Well, I don't know. It may be somebody we're going to talk to shortly.
But I mean for your information.
Oh, there was a great newspaper guy. I can't remember his name at this point, but he runs... it's actually not a paper. It's a website, a news website. And he suggested that I talk to his competition, that he may be the best source of information.
Oh. Well, you know what? We got Rodney Hayes now on the line. Lyle's been dialing randomly. Came up with Rodney Hayes in Kermit, Texas, and he can tell us how much of that is accurate or not. Hi, Rodney. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good. Thank you. Are we catch you at a good time? Or
yes, sir.
Got a few moments here?
You bet.
What's your morning like so far?
Oh, I've been busy.
Yeah.
Been busy.
What you doing?
I run the local florist here, and I'm in the middle of four funerals.
Oh, my God. Do you have time to talk about this?
Yeah. My first one's not scheduled till 2 this afternoon.
Okay, so at least they're not all at 2.
That's right.
That'd be impossible. Well,
That'll come around Monday.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear all that, but I'm glad for you because that's your business.
That is part of our business, yes, it is.
And meet the needs there in Kermit. Did you happen to hear what Sarah said about Kermit?
Yes.
Fill us in on some of this now. Some things that you could add to that, or perhaps something you want to subtract.
Our population over the years has fluctuated. Right now, we are in the middle of an oil and natural gas boom, and so our population 2 years ago was sitting at 5,700. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're probably up close to 10,000.
No kidding, wow.
Yes, lots of RVs, people here from all over the U.S. Mm-hmm. and Canada.
Yeah.
And, you know, for work, it's unreal. It's just unreal. There's five major highways that come into Kermit. Mm-hmm. Starting anywhere about 5 o'clock in the morning, the traffic is just unmerciful.
Really?
You know, it's crazy.
So
but
it's an adjustment.
It's good.
An adjustment. It's good for business, but it's an adjustment for everyone who's living there, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, especially the old-timers.
The old-timers, yeah. Are they complaining somewhat about it, or are they learning a little?
No, they don't understand. You know, they're in their upper 80s, early 90s, and they get out on the highway, and just with the fluctuation of traffic and everything, they're basically a safety hazard sometimes.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? But anyway, it's lots of heavy truck traffic. It's big trucks, you know, moving oil derricks, you know, oil field equipment.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, it's very busy.
You got to get into some of those orange triangles on the back of their Hudsons.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you very much. Every once in a while I get one. But, are you a local? Were you born?
Yes. Been here 56 years.
Yeah. So are you a Yellow Jacket? Or?
Yes, sir. Yes, graduated from high school here in 1976.
Yeah, did you play any ball or what?
No, I wasn't. But let me tell you, back then, everybody, if you're a Yellow Jacket, you're all born a Yellow Jacket, always a Yellow Jacket.
Yeah. But what's it got to do with playing ball or not?
Pardon? Yes, whether you played ball or not, you were still a Yellow Jacket.
Yeah. Well, did you go out for anything? Or?
No, basically, no. Wasn't really sports. Did other things in high school, wasn't in the sports field.
Drama?
Yes, some, you know, helped with one-act play, this type of thing.
Yeah. Play an instrument?
No, wasn't in the band, but I was one of the carry-alls for the band. You know, they went out on an out-of-town trip. Well, you know, they had to carry a couple of flunkies to haul the instruments, so I was one of the flunkies that helped with that.
Yeah, and you say that respectfully, I'm sure.
Oh, you betcha. Mr. Gilligan or Vandre said, we was one of the most important part of the band because we were the ones that did all the instrument moving.
Yeah. Well,
loading them and unloading them.
They have to say that or no one's going to do it, you know.
That's right.
Pretty much. And school, and who was your favorite? Let's give a shout out here. Who was your favorite teacher?
One of my favorite teachers, of course, so many of them are deceased now, but her name was Noreen Kitzinger, K-I-T-S-I-N-G-E-R.
Yeah.
Very, very lovely lady.
And what did you learn from her?
She was one who kind of instigated me in the field I'm in now. She was an art teacher at high school.
Excellent.
And then I had another one, a Miss Hampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N. She was my bookkeeping teacher.
Yeah, and your spelling teacher did a great job with you, too.
Oh, boy, no, she didn't do worth a litter there.
Yeah, but you can spell everybody's name, and that's rare.
I can spell my teacher's name. You better believe it, man. You didn't get out of line there. Oh, boy, they'd yank you up in a New York second.
Yes, I got that one. You got a family there going on now,
sir.
Rodney?
Yes, I do. My wife's here, and I have my daughter who married 2 weeks ago today.
No kidding.
And
who did the flowers? Who did the flowers for that, Rodney?
I'm me. I, me, and myself did her flowers and both of her cakes. So anyway, that was a busy day.
So would you have to pay yourself for the flowers then, or how does that work?
I kind of got left out in that aspect. But no, it was a lovely wedding, and so got me a son-in-law, and we have a beautiful little 3-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wonderful.
And they live here in Kermit. So
they do.
We get to see them on a regular basis.
Well, that couldn't have worked out better.
That's right. We're very blessed.
Yeah, excellent. And he's a good guy?
Yes, so far. Yes. So far, he's been real good. And they are happy, and we wish them all the happiness in the world.
Yeah, no, we do too. Well, that's wonderful. If we were coming down to Kermit, and I know you're busy now and you couldn't take us around or anything, but where are the few spots that maybe you would know about that other people wouldn't know about that you'd take us?
One of the things she mentioned was the Sandhills.
Now,
we do a lot of sand drags out here. You have, you know, the big dune buggies and everything.
Oh,
you know, with the big wide tires. That is a very popular sport.
Yeah.
And that is an awesome website. Yeah. The other
Do you have one, Rodney?
No, but I sure like to go. If we go, I rent one.
Yeah.
You know, there's rentals on that type of thing.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And then several years ago, we had, they call them sinkholes. I don't know if you know what that is. It's just where a big hole opens up in the ground. We've got two of them. The biggest one's in the U.S.
No
just
kidding.
Just 2 miles north of south of town.
Uh-huh. So there's like caves
really
or something,
awesome.
Caves underground that collapse or something like
well,
that.
Well, it's basically where they pulled, what the geologists say is where they pulled oil out of shallow wells.
Oh,
and
I see.
They needed to, they should have packed them with something, but back then they didn't have the technology in the 30s when that was done. Yeah. Anyway, those domes now have begun to collapse. And
they have
opened up these huge holes.
But are they tourist attractions? They collect a lot of tourists?
Well, people go out and look at them. They're fenced, you know, and everything with 12-foot fences around them. But you can take pictures of them and everything. It's kind of spooky. And, you know, if you live out here and know about H2S and some of that type stuff, you know, it is kind of creepy when they first open up, you know. But it's an awesome sight to see.
Yeah. I know they have in Florida quite a bit, too.
Oh, yes, yes. Florida has them, and I have a little small plane that I fly over a lot of times and take pictures and keep up with what's going on with them.
Yeah.
Anyway, and but that'd be one thing you'd want to see, and just kind of go around and see some of the small aspects of a small town. We've got a two brand new schools, a brand new hospital, and I mean, this doesn't sound like a whole lot to be excited about, but the city has just had both of our water towers overhauled and repainted, and they have our school mascot back up on them.
All right.
So everybody's real proud of those.
Again, huh?
But, we have a lot of, we're just a typical small community out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but a boom town at the moment, anyway.
It is a boom town at the moment. We have lots of RVs, you know, and any land that has come available inside town, they've demolished the housing or whatever was on it and moved in. You know, RVs made spaces for RVs to park. So it's booming.
Yeah. You mean they knocked down people's homes so they could put in an RV parks?
Just old dilapidated structures that were, you know, just sitting there. You know, the county, city were not gaining any tax revenue off of them.
Okay.
So they put the land up for auction and gave them 30 days to clear it and do something with it.
Yeah.
And it's really cleaned our little town up.
Oh, okay.
It really has. Our town was really getting to where it looked dilapidated.
Yeah.
And but a lot with the city coming in and doing that, it has cleaned a lot of that debris up.
Okay.
And gotten rid of the eyesores.
Now, let's say night has fallen. We've had a wonderful day up there doing the sand buggy thing and all that stuff. And we're looking for a little, you know, something to eat and maybe a little, you know, line dancing or something. I don't know what goes on in Kermit, but where do we go?
Several good restaurants here. One thing about it, we're close enough to the Mexican border that we have several really, really good, you know, Mexican food restaurants, and it's authentic. It's not, you know, the stuff out of a can, so to speak.
Yeah.
And nightlife.
Is it the green? Is it the green chili kind of thing? Yeah.
Oh yeah, green chilies and jalapenos. You better believe.
Yeah. I like them green chilies.
Oh, you bet. You bet. And anyway, nightlife. There's a couple of just typical West Texas, what we call them, beer joints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you could go to. Most sometimes you'll catch them with a live band. If not, they'll have a jukebox, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So,
which one do you go to, Rodney?
The one I go to is called Texas Moon.
Texas Moon?
Texas Moon, Moon. Moon.
There you go spelling again. I'll tell you, you're a speller. You're a speller at heart, Rodney.
Well, a lot of times they say with our Texas brogue, it's hard to say what, if we're saying noon or moon or what.
I understand you perfectly.
I spell it. You bet. Yeah. But anyway, it's a nice little beer joint to go to.
When you walk into the Texas Moon, do they have like any eggs or something on the, you know, those boiled eggs or anything? What's in the jar? On the,
Pickled eggs. Yeah.
Yeah.
They sell those. Usually they have popcorn and what we call bar trash. You know, which is just, you know, kind of like Chex Mix, so to speak. You know,
okay. So you don't mean the people at the bar. You mean the stuff behind the bar.
Yeah. Well, they have it out there in baskets. You just grab a basket down, and you know, and if it gets empty, you go over the popcorn machine and fill it up.
Yeah, and they cost you nothing.
No, it's free. That's cost.
I'm there.
You better believe it.
Thanks, Rodney, for your time. I know you're busy. Thanks so much for talking to us. We have a little something for you.
We do. Rodney will be sending you the best of the Badger State in an assortment of cheeses made without artificial growth hormones, animal enzymes, or genetically modified ingredients from Southwest Wisconsin's Cedar Grove Cheese.
Cool deal.
From us to you, from here at Wisconsin to you and Kermit.
Well, you bet. It was great talking to y'all, and y'all have a blessed holiday season.
You too, Rodney. Very much so. And the family, and the extended new family as well.
You bet.
Nice
you
talking
bet.
To you.
I'll pass that on.
Rodney Hayes from Kermit, Texas. From our town. I like Rodney Hayes. Okay. Down there and say you want to do this thing now. You got
sure.
Take
somebody
that.
Want to throw the dart? We got to throw the dart for next week.
Yes, we're getting this down pretty good here now.
Yeah.
Look how we're doing this now.
I know. I'm even
this
walking down
rolling.
The stairs.
Walking, walking down
walking.
There.
Yeah. I'm pointing the microphone in the right direction.
Picking someone out
and
of the audience.
I'm coming to see you, in the hopes that you might want to throw the dart. Sure. Okay. Good. What's your name?
Caden.
Tell me again.
Caden.
Caden. How old are you?
10.
Do you have dart throwing experience?
Nope.
Great. Let's start now.
Don't aim them at me. Okay, I'm just moving over to the right here.
Come this way.
It's
up the stairs. And I would say try to aim away from Texas, only because we've had lots of Texas.
Texas is full of dart holes, as you can see.
Nothing wrong with Texas.
A sinkhole forms every time you hit it with a dart. Well, just whip it in there.
All right. You thank you.
What did you hit?
We got Cedarville, California. Thank you. Michael?
Explore Columbia playing cards for you. Very nice. That's from Columbia, Missouri. You can trade those with your friends if they'll give you something for them. Thanks, dude.